Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I think the general thought process here is like we had to have evaluation on the club option. We decided we weren't up for that. He decided he wasn't up for the player option valuation, and then now we had a third decision on the 1 year and $22 million, and felt like a no-brainer for us. And obviously we like showed a lot. We enjoy having him, but we'll see how it all plays out over the course of the next week. But
that was Carter Hawkins on Inside the Clubhouse, ITC.
Inside the Clubhouse.
Yes.
I call it that for short.
That's right.
That's good, Tyler. That's good. ITC.
Damn right. Shout out to Baby T. So that was him talking about all of the different parts of Shota's contract. There were four different outcomes that could happen from the deal that he signed initially. And the qualifying offer seemed like he was going to go be a free agent and get a longer term instead of the 1 year qualifying offer. And then obviously the Cubs would get compensation from whatever team he ended up signing with. Spiegs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detectthesos.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Are you surprised that this happened?
I am surprised that they even offered it because of the risk of him accepting it. And then I guess I'm a little less surprised that he took it. But I'm from a place, Lawrence, I was ready to move on from Shota Imanaga. You've got Justin Steele coming back as a lefty. You've got Matthew Boyd as a lefty. You've got Shota, who was greatly exposed down the stretch, and was not even used in your biggest game of the year when he was available on full rest in your bullpen, did not even get used. That was awfully telling, to me. But the qualifying offer might be the best he thinks he can get, $22 million. We have a texter asking what that is. When when somebody is a free agent, at once in their career, the team can give them a qualifying offer, which is the average of the top 125 salaries in the game, and they can choose to accept it or not. And if they don't accept it, you get a draft pick, as Lawrence said, as compensation. But if they do accept it, they're yours. And Shota's now the Cubs at 1 year and $22 million. They could conceivably renegotiate a longer deal with him and get a slightly lower AAV, but you know, with
that
the
doesn't seem to be what they want to do, though, because
right?
Does it?
No, keep going. You're right, because of the work stoppage, right?
They've and Carter even said it on Inside the Clubhouse, ITC, that when you start looking at who the Cubs have on the books after next season, it's Dansby.
That's it.
Like, that's all they got.
Yeah.
And I think that that's by design.
Yeah. So you're probably shackled to Shota Imanaga for 1 year at $22 million. I don't think there's any way that ends up looking like a bargain. I don't think there's any way that ends up looking like, man, what a great deal. I think it could end up looking very bad. And what it really makes me think about is, what does that mean for the rest of free agency and spending?
Yeah.
Like, they need a power righty in that rotation desperately, whether it's Dylan Cease or, to a lesser extent, Michael King, who did not accept the qualifying offer from San Diego. And Michael King could be a guy you could get for 2 years at $70 million, or 2 years at 65, or, you know, or three at an average of 30 or so. Are they still going to do that on another starting pitcher when they're giving Shota 22? I don't know if they're going to do that. And I'll be very, I mean, everybody knows they need a power righty in that rotation. We knew it at the deadline. We saw it in the postseason, and we know it now. I'll be very disappointed if they don't aggressively go and try to get that guy, especially if Shota's $22 million is a hindrance.
Could a cynical Cubs fan say Jed and Carter misread the market for Shota in offering him the qualifying offer? Meaning they probably thought, and I was right there with them, that there might be a team that would give Shota a 2 or 3 year deal to be in their rotation. Therefore, we're going to make him this qualifying offer, but we're pretty sure he's not going to sign this qualifying offer. And then we can go on and spend all the money that we want to get someone from the other side, a right-handed pitcher, to go be in our rotation, because we're a little left-handed heavy right now.
Yeah, and they thought they could get the draft pick and just have him turn it down. That's a really good question. I don't know. And that's a question that needs to be asked and needs to be dug through, and it would be hard to ever get an admission on that. But if that's what happened, that's ugly. That's unfortunate because of the margin that you have as a spender, apparently. But maybe they'll overspend. Maybe they'll spend like crazy in the 1 year bubble, or they'll sign a long extension and they'll know that Shota is here as $22 million, you know, insurance policy and depth and such for the 1 year, and then they know they're going to move on and things are going to rejigger. It really shines an even brighter light on free agent spending for this offseason.
Man, that's rough. I mean, you know me. I thought that Shota would go and join the Dodgers on a 2 or 3 year deal, but this feels like it messes up the Cubs' plan.
I think it potentially damages the offseason plan. I think it does.
But he is, like, he's been a really solid pitcher. He's been someone that in the regular season you've been fine with, and those innings do have to be eaten. It's just that you made mention of it, and we played it coming back. Like, the idea of him not being a force in your final game of the season, that you were unwilling to put him on the mound in the biggest moment of the year.
Not even an
says
option.
Something.
Not even an option. Like, I was told flat out before that game, they're going to use all the righties in the bullpen before they get to Shota. And he warmed up in the ninth. And didn't get used. So look, we'll see. Maybe Tommy Ottavi can fix the feel that he did not have for the splitter. Maybe they can fix that. But it's a little jarring to see that money, and your question about whether they misread the market is a scary one. That's for sure. There's something else we need to touch on baseball wise. Okay.
All right.
Our guy, Nico Hoerner, is not just a great teammate here at the Score or a great teammate with the Cubs. He is a guy who should be offered the second base slot on Team USA for the World Baseball Classic. That slot,
all right, I can dig it.
That slot is open right now. The final roster has not been announced. Second base is open right now. And I've been looking over the last 3 years. The best second baseman in baseball is Ketel Marte. He does not qualify for the American team. Number two is Nico Hoerner. Number two over the last 3 years of all second basemen. Now, Marcus Semien is an option. He's third.
Sure.
You know, Brandon Lau is an option, theoretically, and there are some others. But my goodness, Nico is so deserving of this and would be a great representative and a great teammate for everybody on the World Baseball Classic roster.
Can I offer a hindrance here?
Sure.
What if I said to you that Team USA second baseman is Mookie Betts?
Oh, that's a really, it's a really good possibility that could be a hindrance. You know, that maybe Mookie is a second baseman. Or I'll give you another one. Bo Bichette just played second base in the World Series. And, you know, after being a career shortstop, he showed he can play second base. Last time out, they used Tim Anderson, you know, who was a shortstop at the time, just because they didn't have really a second baseman. And that was DeRosa. So this is DeRosa again, helming a staff that includes our friend David Ross. So, yeah, maybe they're going to go non-traditional at second base.
Well,
with, like,
I forgot
Mookie.
About Rossi. I forgot about Rossi. And Rossi being on the staff, I think, actually is an advantage for Nico.
Yeah, because Ross loved him. Absolutely.
He absolutely loved him. Says that he is wired to kick your ass every night. So I think if he's looking for a recommendation, Rossi would very easily throw Nico out there as an alternative to whatever they're thinking. Like, hey, this guy. And now you start backing it up. He's won a gold glove. He got a vote for MVP. Like, that, those types of things matter. So I feel a little bit better now that we've talked it through a little bit.
'Cause Ross,
that Nico can be this team's second baseman.
I hope so. But like Bryce Terang is an option. You know, he's been very, very good. As I mentioned, Semien and Lau or Brendan Donovan, they're guys. But the non-traditional options of Mookie and Bichette are kind of glaring. A texter says Chase Meidroth at second base.
Sorry about that.
Tanny, stop
texting.
Oh, you said
texter. Yeah, thanks
stop
for covering for me.
Stop texting the show. But let's be honest. Tanny, you mentioned that you would enjoy being able to root for PCA.
Yeah.
As a Team USA. How'd you feel about a Team USA Nico?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Like, it's so tough because Nico is one of my favorite players in all of baseball. And it just so happens that we get to talk to him every week. Like, if you could have, like, every guy on your roster play like he does, you'd win a ton of ball games. So, like, I would love to be able to buy a Team USA Hoerner jersey. Because, obviously, I can't wear the Cub jersey Hoerner, even though I love him so much, but I'm not going to go that far. So a USA Hoerner jersey would just be so nice to have in the collection. Something I could wear at Wrigley when we go out there, you know? Love that.
It fills a need. Not just cool, but it fills a need.
Selfishly, yes. But also, it is a busy offseason for Nico, you know? So we'll see, you know?
Yeah, he's got other stuff that he has to worry about. But I can imagine, like, having that honor of being on Team USA and being Team USA's starting second baseman, who are the options at shortstop?
Because
the other thing about Nico is that he gives you some flexibility there, too, that he's someone who can play shortstop.
Yeah, who's Colson Montgomery's backup at shortstop?
It's already Bobby Witt Jr. They already have Bobby Witt Jr. Did it last time, and he'll do it again.
Work.
Yeah, exactly. I think that one will work. And Mookie can't play there. I'm sure you're right, dude. It's Mookie. I'm sure, because Bobby Witt's at shortstop, and they'll have Mookie at second. I think that's...
Yeah, but Nico should definitely be on the team, though, right?
I think so. I Texter says, if Nico makes the team, I'll try his Rinaldi's light cheese pineapple hot honey pizza. That's what it would take?
Hey, I think that you're trying that pizza, sir.
Yeah? You think so? You think Nico's going to make it?
The more I think about it, like Tanny said, if you had a team full of Nikos.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so why not have the actual Nico on the team?
Here's what you hope for. You hope that Dodgers, Blue Jays going so deep into the postseason say, you know what, we're going to give our guys a breather and we're not going to make them do this. You know, we're trying to focus on winning the World Series next year, and they've already played a lot of baseball.
You know,
and Mookie is, what, 34?
Yeah.
But and done it before, right?
And he's done it before. He's absolutely he's done it before.
Everything.
Look, and here's the thing. We know Nico like no athlete we've ever had the chance to talk to. We actually, and you the listener, we have a relationship with Nico. You know that guy. And you know how much he would cherish this opportunity and enjoy this opportunity, mindfully get the most out of it and come to play every freaking day. So come on, make it so, DeRosa.
I think that texter is going to have himself some Nico pizza. I think he's making this team. And he's gonna do you proud, America. America.
Team America. F yeah.
Team USA.
Damn right. And
Nico Horner.
Let's go.
I like that idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.